taken by North Macedonia in areas such as combating discrimination, promoting gender equality, and protecting LGBTI rights. However, Canada continues to be concerned about the weak anti-corruption framework and selective implementation of anti-corruption laws in practice. Canada recommends that North Macedonia, 1, take steps to increase the independence and effectiveness of the judiciary, with particular attention to increasing the transparency and accountability of the Judicial Council and the Council of Public Prosecutors. 2, take further steps to protect marginalized groups such as LGBTI persons and Roma and address hate speech directed against them. 3, take further steps to prevent and combat sexual and gender-based violence, including domestic violence, for example, by increasing the accessibility and timeliness of related judicial proceedings. And 4, address the low representation of women, in particular women from ethnic minority groups in parliament, municipal councils, central and local government, and the armed forces, in particular in decision-making positions. Once again, we thank the delegation of North Macedonia and wish you a successful UPR. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Chile.
Thank you, Vice President. We thank the delegation of North Macedonia for presenting its